Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place. Come on.
Yeah. Feels so good, baby. Cause I so got something good for you. I want to bring to you my nigga, Jay Dilla, one of the most left, y'all.
Okay.
Patterson, I'ma sign your pity on the running time. And pass it to my man.
Holla, get it. Popping off from the bottle to the collars. Clap hands, nigga. Get live with it, party with your man, nigga.
Peace, y'all. What's happening? It's official. It's official Lumps Radio up in this piece. No requests. Shay White, Mr. Riz.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Chilling, y'all.
Hi.
Put some salt on it, people. Put some salt on it. Ooh, it's Friday. Y'all going to get this salt today.
Mm-mm.
You know. Yes, indeed. Now, Dig, man. Y'all, did y'all peep that real quick? Did y'all peep the whole situation in Florida with the cops using the black people's mug shots in the firing range for target practice?
I saw a headline about it, but I didn't read the story because it was in passing, but I meant to get back to it.
No.
What's that about? Yo, exactly what I just said. They're taking mugshot photos, and these guys are actually going through the trouble of the manpower to get these mugshots, print them, take them to the firing range. Now, it's not just the firing range. This is where they train new recruits.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically training them to kill black people. I mean, this is the message that you're sending.
We're
you
in
know,
Florida. What town?
Florida.
That's what I was just about to ask. Where in Florida?
You got to look that one up real quick.
All right. You know, I'll do that.
I was a bit troubled by that. You dig? I was like, what part of the game is that? Let me see. We're going to get this Florida situation cracking. Let me see. Am I missing something here?
That's crazy.
Oh, bear with me, party people. Yeah, I thought it was bugged out. Oh, where this joint? But anyway.
And we have nothing. We're not supposed to fear the police.
Exactly. Pissing me asking you for assistance. You know, we had to learn karate because we couldn't ask the police shit. You dig? You catch a motherfucker climbing through your window. You're not be calling the 911, well, at least not for you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
North Miami Beach?
That's crazy.
Come on. Exactly.
I thought it would be some like little hick town, but North Miami? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's heavy, man. That's heavy.
There's something.
Big fat L.
Miami, are they a part of the city of Miami, or are they have their own separate town and police force and all that good shit?
I think it's part of just Miami, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. We'd have to do some further research on that one.
Okay. Because you want to be specific. You don't want to blame the police department in Hallandale or Boca Raton or Carroll Gardens. You understand? Those are all the towns that are in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
I think
Hallandale has their own police force.
Nah, this just says North Miami Beach.
We're not supposed to develop a healthy and legitimate fear of law enforcement.
Oh, one of the pictures is of a 15-year-old. Stop playing.
And then you got this dude talking about getting mad at the mayor here because he had to talk with his son. They full of shit and they know it.
You know that's right, Playboy. You know that's right. See, I done sparked that fire. I done fucked up now. The fire's always been there, cousin.
The fire's always been there, man, and you know it.
You know, but the flames always get fanned like at least twice a month.
Seems like twice a week. Did you hear about that cop went out to Seattle? No, was it? I think it was Seattle. Yeah, it was Seattle. Mm-hmm. Went out there. Chick was a college student here in New York. She got, you know, I guess date raped or just raped, period. And the New York City detectives sent, you know, the cops out there to interview her. Dude, you know, he go hang out with the chick and all that. Next thing you know, you're my favorite victim. How you say some shit like that, you fuck?
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
That was in Friday's Daily News. Front page action.
Wow.
You're my favorite victim. What the fuck is that?
So what kind of shit is
that? It's supposed to be SUV. I mean, SVU, Special Victims Unit.
Wow.
Yo, they got brain surgeons on the police force, don't they?
I guess they're not screening these motherfuckers. I mean,
they're not screening. They're not, on the real, they're not giving them aptitude. They're not giving them common sense tests.
Psychological.
Oh, yeah. Or psych evaluations, man. Because they pass these people, man. I mean, the police department is the biggest nepotism complex on the planet, yo.
Yo, I got my cousin Vinny. Can Sal get a job?
Exactly.
Fucking A from South Beach. Hey, you fucking Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy as shit, but, yo, they passing the
torch.
Don't
start to get bitching, boy. Go ahead with Beach, man.
Reese kills me with his little Guinea accent. That shit is funny.
Ooh, now, that's not me. That's not me, DJ. No request. You know I'm an honorary member of the 3Ks. you know, I'm a token member. Yeah, he's our black member. He's a Brooklyn chapter.
Riz said he down was a 3K. Yo, I don't even believe that, people. Yeah. I feel you, though. I feel you on that one. It's like, yo, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I think New York City Police Department really sets a precedent for all these other precincts to follow, yo. Real talk, man. I think, yo, up north, they look up to New York City, man, because they're so grimy with it, you know.
There you go. You take lessons from them. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. They follow.
Yeah, but that's some bullshit, man. So they have pictures of mugshots of 15-year-olds, and they place them on Target for recruits. This is what we want to implant in your head, that they are the enemy. End of story.
Indeed. I mean, listen, it's Miami, and it's like one white dude in that mugshot book y'all could have put out. Now, if y'all spread it out, you'd have still been an asshole.
You could put David Duke's face on there.
A major in the department said was that they had different lineups for the firing range. Sometimes it's all black men, sometimes it's all white men, sometimes it's all women, sometimes it's all old people, sometimes it's all young people, sometimes it's just a load of bullshit.
it sounds like a whole lot of bullshit.
On Color Tuesday. Come on, get out of here with that bullshit. Yeah. We know what's happening.
Yo, it's Color Tuesday.
So, like I said,
you know,
it's all bullshit. That's just...
Wow. True indeed. You know, shit is a mess, y'all. Now, you know, you got tons of shit to be salty about. You know, I got an issue. I was talking to one of my good people, GW. Peace, G-Dub. Check this fly shit out. Now, have you ever went to Target and you see all these people riding around in them goddamn electronic scooters around there in the Target?
Yeah,
you ever seen some shit like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yo, dude, did you know that them people ain't shit wrong with them?
What you mean ain't nothing wrong with them?
It ain't nothing wrong with these people. They're fucking lazy. That's the only thing that's wrong with them, yo. They
Wait,
not even
on.
Really handicapped people, yo.
Are you talking about the ones that Target actually has that you can take from Target and use while you're shopping?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you know that they don't have, like, gout? How you know that they don't have a broken little pinky toe? How you know they? Because
you have a cast on.
No, not necessarily.
First of all, if you had a broken pinky toe, stay
the fuck
home.
Already...
Fuck you, Target for.
But
yo, listen, man.
I'm glad you told me, because I'm gonna be racing them shits the next time I go to that motherfucker, man.
50 roll, you know, toilet paper from Target. So.
Yo, listen.
I'm
gonna
be having races in that joint,
paper.
Man.
So
look out for me.
Aisle
3.
Nah. Exactly. Get your big ass up and walk. That's why you big in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. Word up. Motherfuckers got diabetes.
You know what
I'm saying? Get your ass some exercise sausage feet wearing having motherfucker.
Exactly, dog. That's what I'm talking about right there. Get
sausage
your shit
feet.
Together.
No.
Why your big ass
no,
wanna
nice.
Come to the No, yo, what you mean it's not nice?
That's
that shit
not
is
nice.
Extremely nice. No, it
what
has
if
to
they
stop.
Have issues? What if they have, like...
Stay
like
issues is lazy. No, we can't
issues.
Assume that all are lazy, but a lot are.
Exactly.
A lot
Look,
are.
There are legitimate cases. There are some people who need it, but I guarantee you most of the people that need it don't get it because it's some fat, sloppy fuck sitting in the goddamn chair, sliding his big old ass all over the goddamn place with a fake cane. And if you, I'm sorry, but if you got a cane, that means you can walk. You are not crippled. You are not handicapped. You dig? Get your ass up and walk. Get you some air. You know what I mean? You can't just, listen, you can't complain that you're overweight and all you do is walk from the car to the store.
Into the Wendy's fucking drive-thru.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? All you do is chase down meat patties.
I want extra cheese and bacon on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got some horrible concoctions right now that will really fuck your waistline up, party people.
Well,
I mean,
fuck
like,
your
even
heart
if you
up
like
fuck
Checkers,
your whole shit up.
Exactly. You see Checkers, the menu? It's greasy, it's cheesy, and bacon.
I want
it's
extra bacon
meat.
With extra pig nut fat.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they'll eat that shit. Yeah. Yeah. And put some
with the Asiago
on it,
cheese.
Yeah, you're right there, baby.
Right there. Indeed. Indeed.
You know, I want it all. I want diabetes by the time I'm 18, motherfucker.
Get your mind right, y'all. You know?
Oh, my God.
And yeah, but that's not the only case, man. Like for instance, you ever walked up and seen, like, a midget and was like, yo, shit, look, a midget? Because you don't see midgets all the time. So you see a midget, it's like, oh, shit, a midget. Then the midget look at you all stinking shit, like, the fuck you looking at? Looking at your midget ass, dude. You're like 3 feet tall. That's some amazing shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude. And then now you want to get all extra and be like, don't call me no midget. I'm a little person. Fuck, I supposed to know? Like, how am I supposed to know that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know. There was no memo that went around to people that said that
you
was a change in the whole. What?
Have you ever seen a bow-legged midget?
Yeah, I love them shits, man. I love them, yo. I love them. Yo, listen, all y'all little people out there,
I'm going
I got
to hell,
mad love for y'all.
But that shit is mad funny. There's this dude I see every morning on the train.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Uh-huh.
Bow-legged midget. I was like, wow.
That's because he probably got one of them big old midget asses like them little things, but they midget legs be clumped up.
No,
the
he's
ankles.
Skinny.
Yeah.
He's slim.
What? I've never
he's
seen a
slim
midget.
Yeah, he's
wow.
slim.
Oh, that's
I think that, he's a dwarf. That. Wouldn't he be a dwarf or something?
What's
no, I think the dwarfs got those big ass heads with the big forehead.
They all
that,
have big heads.
No, Bridget the Midget is kind of banging though. Bridget the Midget, she ain't mad about being called
no
midget.
Now you're talking about midget porn.
I respect midget porn. I'm totally backing midget porn. I think it's a great industry for them to get involved in. First of all, the porn industry is equal opportunity employers. The only
it's
thing
the
that
only
I do not co-sign
business.
For. Exactly. But there's a part of pornography that kind of gets fucked up. Like, nobody wants to see a paraplegic in porn.
Well, but obviously
and I've seen,
somebody does because they made it for somebody.
I don't
you
care. That's
what it's
probably
like
two
sure
dudes on
this
planet
over, like,
that
what is it, over 100 different genres of porn and growing?
It is.
Oh,
but,
I'm
you
sure
know, real
more
talk,
than
100. All right, listen. I totally and will admit that I've searched the net, party people, and I've seen some porn shit before, right? But I've actually, you know, I've trolled through some disturbing images. Matter of fact, there's I wish I knew her name because I put her on blast, but she's in a wheelchair. All right, she's paralyzed from the waist down. She has nice shoulders. Not a bad-looking chick. But, you know, her legs are all fucking dead. I mean, she'll lift her leg up, and it'll be like those flabby leg muscles just dangling like pizza cheese. And she's playing with this dead choach. And it's like, what the fuck? Yo, throw a
Wait,
sheet
but
on
how,
her. Like, come on.
What does a dead pussy look like? Like, but how can you, I mean, what's...
Listen, if your legs look like the muscles look like piece of cheese, the thing that you're working with, she don't feel it. You know, she don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah,
you know,
but
God
does
bless
that
her
mean
soul.
It
I hope she's not being
though?
Exploited.
But
does
that mean
different?
It looks different? Just because it, I mean, just because she can't feel it, does it look different? Like, really?
Yeah, it looked different. Yeah, it look, you know what it looked like? Candle wax.
Ew, damn.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like candle wax. It looked melted. You dig? It didn't look right. And it wasn't
That's
right. She
weird.
Should be exposing that. Yeah, it ruined me. I had a soft on for 2 weeks after that bullshit. Yeah,
so that means that
soft
she's not...
on. Not a hard on a soft on.
So that means that she's not doing her Kegels then.
That you got jokes. That was a joke, right? That was a joke, right? Yeah, that was a joke. That's a joke. Yeah, that's some funny shit because, yeah, you know, you almost got me, too. I almost had a smart-ass answer for you. I got nothing to say. All I'm saying is this, man. That's wrong. Midget porn is okay. It's passable. But, you know, quadriplegic, paraplegic porn, y'all need to quit
that
shit.
If she can't feel nothing down there, she can't do her kegels, then it's all just loose and gross. There's no, like...
But she probably selling it. You dig? That's exploitation. You dig? If you know, your mind is right and you choose to do pornography, God bless you. But if you're being exploited...
She's being exploited because someone's putting her there. She's a paraplegic. She can't do nothing.
Exactly. Well, she could punch somebody.
No, not she's a quadriplegic. Paraplegic.
She's a paraplegic. She had arms and shit. She could push that chair around.
That's a good question.
What is your reach around?
A paraplegic and a quadriplegic. That's what
Christopher Reeve is a quadriplegic. He was a quadriplegic.
He was a quadriplegic.
Right.
Was.
Well, quadriplegic is when you can't move nothing, right?
Except I think
neck
so.
Down, I believe.
Listen,
if I'm wrong, I'm sure there's a nurse out there that will shut me up and tell me what it is. But from what I know, a quadriplegic is from the neck down. I could be wrong,
right.
But that's what
I think.
And a paraplegic is from the waist down. That's what I'm thinking. All right?
I think you are correct.
I hope I am. Matter of fact, look that up, okay? Because I got friends out there that definitely regulate me and read me right. You know what I'm saying? We won't get this correct. You know, I ain't playing with y'all. I know y'all out there.
So most of the people out, a lot of these motherfuckers out here is just paralyzing the fucking brain, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but see, we can't really pass judgment on cats with mental disabilities.
I'm just talking about in general. I'm talking about motherfuckers who's out here every day. Talk about motherfuckers riding the train and everything, got jobs and everything, pay taxes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these motherfuckers lack common sense, so they like paralyzed brains.
This is goddamn right. Yeah, you're right about that, brother. And you want to hear some crazy shit? All right, I know I talk about this a lot, party people, but the quality of work in this particular genre is getting worse and worse by the minute. Now, why is it? Why, New York City, is there... You had breakdancers and shit, right, on the trains at one point in time. They have evolved into some other shit now. Now they're baby seals flipping their fucking hats around for like 20 seconds and tap dancing.
Because
I don't know what that shit is.
Because lawsuits from kicking people in the head.
No,
okay,
they're
so
not even doing that. They're just flipping their hats around in their mouth.
However much it pains me to say this, Rance was right. Paras to quadras for.
We
just
established
to get out
that.
Way. Yeah, well,
you told
me to get up, so I did. Shut up.
You're right, I did. All right, party people. She called me out. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's light. All right. But see, now, Dick, now we got that. Now we got to the morbidly obese that don't want to make changes in their life and want to hog up all them little scooters. And to be honest with you, I personally want to ride one of them shits. They look fun. I just want that.
We go there. We racing, man. Fuck that. They just got to catch us.
How early do you got to go to get there? You know what I'm saying? How early do you have to go to get there?
I'm going to find
out. It's not like they're in there all day. They shop and they're there for an hour and they leave, right?
I'm going to be in there running around. Dang, videos, the juice, cat
they
litter.
They ride them
shits
as fast as they walk.
Y'all tell me when you're going to go. I'm going to be there with my camera.
We're going to have the races and shit.
My camera and my yellow flag.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tie a cheeseburger to that shit and make one of them big motherfuckers chase me down the aisle and whatnot. Lead them right to the vegetables.
And a bucket of chicken and shit.
Have his ass in the produce section in a heartbeat. You know what I mean?
I got to catch that man.
Oh, my gosh.
You ain't never lie.
I got to catch that pig nut.
You know that's right.
Yeah,
listen,
crazy.
Listen. I don't want y'all to get it twisted now. This is, we putting some salt on it, yes indeed, but, you know,
some
these
hot
are facts.
Sauce.
These are facts. These are some facts, you know. Probably people, some of y'all need to get your shit together because,
yes,
you know, it's not looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not looking good, baby.
Not looking good at all, man. You cut one of these motherfuckers, they bleed straight sugar and shit.
Oh, man. Lord. He said bleed sugar. I heard a joke one time. I said, this big boy, he fell out of a tree, broke his arm, and ragu came out. Now, that's bullshit.
Mm.
You Jay. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, motherfuckers need to take care. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I ain't the most healthy individual, but yo, come on, man, get out there and walk and shit. Instead of driving, motherfuckers down south, motherfuckers drive to the store. It's only like, you know, yeah, it's a little distance and shit, but it ain't like it's, you know, Walton's Mountain and shit. The fuck,
you know,
get out there and walk. I noticed that motherfuckers down south supposed to be the most, you know, the air is clean, the water is clean, you know. But they some unhealthy fucks, man. They don't. How far is this? How far is that? To be honest with you, to be in a dirty, greasy, grimy city with the smog and the rats and all that, I think motherfuckers in cities is healthier than them country fucks. That's right, I said it.
You really think
city versus country. And I think the healthy motherfuckers is in the city.
I don't know. We got to breathe stink-ass smog and all that.
Yeah, we
got to
breathe stink-ass smog, but we walk and shit. We go, let's go around here. Let's go around. No, these motherfuckers. Now, how far is this? If I got to drive half a block, I'm fucked up in the game.
Well, think about it, though. New York City, right? Hold on. We got a caller on the line. Is that caller?
Uh-oh.
You there? Hello?
Hello, Texas.
Hello,
caller, you on the line?
Hello, Kentucky. Hello, West Virginia.
I don't know. Caller's not there. So, you know, all right. Well, now in comparison, right, New York City. Now, this is the thing that bugs me about New York City. You're right. You don't need a goddamn car in New York City. But why every household got like 5 or 4 cars in that shit?
True.
That shit kills me. I'm like, yo, it's never no parking. Everybody got a fucking car. You know what I mean? It's like insane.
But let me tell you, this is why I do not know how to drive. I was born and raised in our city. And I've never had any need. Train, bus, cab if necessary, walk-in.
Right.
Like, I never needed to learn how to drive, so I never did. I mean, it'd
it's
be nice.
It's not making excuses. Ain't no reason for your grown ass to not know how to drive. How about that?
I live in Manhattan.
But, I mean, so?
I mean, born and raised anyway. But what do I need it for? For what?
You need to learn how to drive. It sounds like, let's put some salt on that, party people. No. She needs to learn how to drive. Fuck that bullshit.
Why?
Yeah, no.
Why do I need
it's
to?
It's no excuse. It's no excuse. You need to learn how to drive.
It's a want. It's not a need.
Well, I didn't say you had to drive. I said you need to learn how to drive. You should know how to drive. There's no reason for you to not know how to drive. You understand what I'm saying? That's the truth. It's the truth. Just like some people might need to know how to swim. But see, I don't live on the ocean, so it's not that serious. But since you do live on dry land, you need to actually learn how to move in that sunbed. You dig? You never know. You might be in a situation.
I do with my feet.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, cheetah. Okay, no problem. You can race on the side of a Buick down the highway. God bless you. I feel you. But you really don't. You. Part of you
no,
like,
my beef
some
is...
of y'all, uh-huh.
My beef is how a motherfucker live in public housing and driving a $50,000 automobile.
Right.
That's what my beef is.
True. How a motherfucker live in public housing?
That's another subject.
No, fuck that. Put some salt on it.
How you live in public housing? Driving an automobile, not a car, and a fine luxury automobile, and you living in public houses and this shit. I see something wrong with that situation. If I'm driving a $50,000+ automobile, I must be living in a $1.5 million home. I don't know. Maybe my priorities is fucked up, you know, but that's the way I look at it.
You got a legitimate beef there, Mr. Viz. That's a legitimate beef, you dig.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or I'm driving a Porsche Cayenne, and I'm living a piece sharing a bunk bed with my brother.
That's some other shit, too. Now, how you got
in my mama's house,
being
I might
passed
add.
On for generations? How the fuck
yes.
you got, like,
yes.
how you the fifth generation family member in this goddamn apartment? Are you serious? Really? How many homeless people are out there on the list with children, and this bum-ass motherfucker want to sit here and inherit? How the fuck do you inherit a project apartment?
Words.
The same way you
That's
inherit any other apartment?
It's an apartment.
No,
you don't own
be,
it.
No,
you
should, what's that called?
Is it rent control?
Yeah, it should be rent control.
It's a project apartment.
In other words,
any
taxpayer, you should be paying them extra then. Fuck
exactly.
that, man.
Talking about
I don't know. Maybe I'm sounding
housing.
Like I've been hanging out with the Republicans, but fuck that, man. I find your priorities is fucked up if you live and why. And you also think about it. Why would you want to live in that situation and driving an automobile like that?
Right.
One, you bring an
somebody
attention to
shoot
yourself
you while you're sitting in your fancy vehicle, and everybody else starving around you. You dig? You're gonna
and
be
think
the
about
only
it, the
hyena with a
well,
dead
the same people,
deer carcass.
Like Biggie said, the same motherfuckers smoke weed with you and fuck broads with you, excuse my language, but, you know, do that. These are the same motherfuckers plotting against you.
Of course. Mm. Oh, they're under the facade. You know, they buying your whole bullshit, you know, that you're some kind of rich dude, but rich dudes don't live in the projects. Rich dudes don't buy Range Rovers with 300,000 miles on it. You know what I'm saying? Cash money. And it's basically a six-month vehicle. And as soon as this chick get a problem, it's like another $1,200 just to get a tune-up on that shit. So they asked out. So now the Range Rover, the suspension's looking bad. It's dangling to the floor, but they keep it clean. They keep it clean. You know
they
what I'm
keep
saying?
It right.
You
yeah,
got a big,
you know,
thirsty V8 engine sucking up all your wallet dry and whatnot, ruining your Jordan stash.
Then again, you got money to pay for that. You got money to pay for that if you're only paying, what, $150 a month rent? Like it's $69 out this piece? No, my bad, $75.
This is very true. Mm. This is true. This
but then again,
true.
That sounds like
and
I'm
you
hating.
Nah, you ain't hating. We're putting it in
sound
perspective
like hating,
because
man.
Like I
sound like I envy
their
position.
No, just putting less salt on it, that's all.
Well, we putting salt on this motherfucker today. Mm-hmm. You dig?
We putting
Lowry
on this bitch.
We had to get in that ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and real quick. You know, yeah, with sofrito on it and some cayenne pepper, you know what I'm saying? Put some crushed red pepper on it, too. You dig? We putting it on.
And some Sylvia's XXX hot sauce.
Glad.
Oh, man. And you know what? Give him some high blood pressure. Put some Lowry's on that shit.
Put some Lowry's on that bitch, man.
You know, that's right. That's how we do it, yeah.
Word up,
on
man.
It,
word
know?
Up. Man.
Now,
this is salty Saturday morning.
Let me ask you, brother, who is the saltiest motherfucker that you know, and like just a salty motherfucker in the public's eye, a public figure that you could say is like an actual salty motherfucker, dead or alive?
The Republicans.
Well, we
them
know
fucking
that.
Dickheads. Yeah. Yo, they are so full of themselves, man. They don't see what the fuck is going on, and they project their shit to a particular audience that's dying by the minute. And they not seeing what's really going on. That's why your man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, when they ask him questions about these dickheads, he fucking smirks and laughs because he know they setting themselves up to fail. They doing it all by themselves. Only thing the Democrats got to do now is just drive drunk and shit and hit a school and shit. That's all they got to do to fuck themselves up.
They pretty much got it twisted for the Republicans now. Old money.
No, because they projected to an audience that's in fucking nursing homes, that's dying, World War II veterans. And mind you, there's like five World War II veterans dying a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Lamp with that
gone,
bullshit,
bro.
Man, and see what's going on and smell the Java and get into the 21st century. And that's all I got to say on that.
Damn.
Well, that's hard for them to get to, you dig? Now, the saltiest motherfucker I know, or I can recall, I mean, this was had to be like the saltiest dude, you know, in interviews, everything. Got to be Gary Coleman, little salty ass. That was a salty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not
going
to say
salty,
he was a midget, but he was sure
I
that was a salty. Yeah.
Yeah. He was an
salty
angry little man.
Yes, he was.
Jumping on people's windshields and shit and being a security guard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, turn into a wild man on you. You dig? Gary Coleman meant business.
He's got two of what we're talking about tonight. So, salty and a midget, right?
But
no,
he wasn't
a midget.
Yeah,
he wasn't a midget.
He had some problems with his kidneys and shit. He was just short.
He had problems with his kidneys, and I think he had something else that we talked about, diabetes.
Oh, is that one of the ones that stunted his growth?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Mm.
Wasn't he adopted?
Yeah, and he didn't know it until he was 21 and shit, and he wanted to check out his contract and say, yo, you ain't got no money. Your step-pops blew that shit. I mean, not your step-pop. Your adopted pops and your adopted moms blew that shit.
Salty dude. Yeah, he had reason to be salty, though. Your
man
had reason
to
be
salty,
salty,
man, jumping on people's windshields and shit. You can't go nowhere.
Yeah, he had
word to mother,
himself.
I think they should really, to commemorate this dude and his level of salt that he added to the game, they need to come out with a Gary Coleman action figure. Word is bond. Do a Gary Coleman action figure. I'd buy that shit. You dig?
I would too. Especially if he was going to a charity or something, man.
I'd get one for the kids, you know?
Yeah.
No, we don't want Arnold Drummond. We want Gary Coleman. We want that evil security guard that'll spit in your eye. You dig? He'll take a slushy and mush it in your face. You know, Gary Coleman was a real salty dude. It's
dude,
to the point
man,
where
he was just upset,
you know,
man. He was just tightened. Not tight, tightened.
Yes. I think he'd have done celebrity boxing. Your man needed to vent. He'd probably beat the shit out of everybody. Your man was a vicious little dude. He's like a chihuahua, you dig, of washed up TV stars, you know. One of them vicious little chihuahuas and whatnot, you dig. Yeah. Webster always had a great demeanor, you dig. Webster was a cool guy.
Yeah,
you know?
He was a good kid.
I don't know. Was he a midget? Or what, I don't know, something was wrong with him. I think something was wrong with that dude.
I think it was the same thing. Wasn't it the same thing now or no?
Nah, I think they had different issues, but they was both midgets. But I think Michael Jackson, he ain't get the Arnold, but he got the Webster low ass, though, I'm sure. I know he got the Webster ass.
I wasn't feeling Arnold's TWA and shit with the part.
Yeah, he had that boxing glove on his head and shit, and he was like,
yeah,
nah,
that's exactly what it was, a boxing glove. He was perfectly formed, though, but he had a boxing glove
exactly.
And shit on his head.
He damn sure did. He wanted some of that Webster stuff. Webster had the S-curl, you dig? Mike liked that shit, you know.
Oh, shit.
So he basically, but see, Mike had that money. He see something he like, he get it. You know, like Mike would be like, yo, look, man, yeah, I was watching TV the other day. I seen this little black dude on there. Yo, go bring him to my house. Bong, showing up Webster in his house, sitting on his lap and shit.
Oh, boy.
You know?
P-Wetty?
Yes, thank you. He seen the tap dance kid, right? Mike seen the tap dance kid. Say,
Alphonse
this kid
Ribeiro?
Yep. Had his little ass up in the crib, wearing a Mike jacket in a Pepsi commercial. All right? You say, Mike, get what he wants, son. He seen that little boy grab his cheeks in that movie and was like, oh, Home
Macaulay
Alone,
Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. He went and got his little ass and brought him home. Mike did it. That's right.
Because he knew he was Home Alone.
I don't know if, yeah, indeed. Yeah, well, Mike ain't need to be alone. You know, so, you know what the funny shit is? Mike got accused of playing with them children, right? He got tons of little nieces and nephews, but they ain't never let them children in there with the rest of the, you know, the kids Mike had in there. You know what I'm saying? Spend. They was like, nah, you can go to Mike's house, but you can't spend the night. You know what I'm saying? What they knew, son? What they knew that was going on down yonder?
Exactly.
You know, I'm not just
like, yo, you go to the bathroom, you let me know and shit.
Yeah. You know, because nobody can say Mike did it, but you can't say Mike didn't do it because Mike was fucking insane. Did you see the interview of this motherfucker? Like, so Mike, you play with kids? I like playing in trees. Do you like trees? This grown-ass motherfucker climbing
with
in a damn tree.
Yeah,
Bradley,
I
he tried to give him an opportunity twice to clean it up.
I felt bad for him. I felt really bad for him.
I did feel bad for him.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, this dude is bugging. He's climbing
right.
A fucking tree, this guy. Come on, man.
He ain't right.
Mike, rest in peace, man. But guess what? All that fuckery you did is going to follow you, pimp. You know what I'm saying? It's going to follow you. It's going to bite you in your ass, too. You know? So, you know, he gets the charge. I don't care. He gets the charge as far as I'm concerned because that shit is not cool. You don't play with other people's children. Word out. You know what I'm saying? You got to
play with
your
children.
You play patty cake with your own kids. You take your own kids to the bathroom. You dig what I'm saying? You don't do – there's certain things you don't do with other people's children, even if they're in your care temporarily. It just don't happen. You know what I mean? That's not fly. You know,
right.
So, you know, like, there's rules to this, and people get, you know, can catch a bad one behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't play with folks' kids, man. That's not a good deal. You know what I mean? I don't care how much this money this guy got, you know. And that's what happened with Cosby, man. He wasn't necessarily playing with the kids, but he had that money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He could pay for lawyers. He could do all that fly shit and do you real dirty. You know what I'm saying? Throw some salt on this motherfucker, please. You know what I'm saying? Throw some salt on him. Because he's out of pocket, man. You know, we had a bad run with him. He had a bad year. You know what I'm saying? The year's not going to get no real. It's not going to get better for him, really, because this is a comedian's paradise to fuck with Bill. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the comedian who started all this shit, what's his name? Hannibal Buress. Yo, he got motherfuckers looking for him. Faison Love talking about, yo, I see this motherfucker. He going to have issues. Yo, can you imagine comedians looking for you, yo? Yo, check
that
this out.
Big motherfucker,
Dave Chappelle looking for you.
Really?
Okay.
That dude is going to fall down and ragu's going to spurt out of his wound. Faison Love need to sit his ass down, yo. Real talk, man. I mean, I understand you want to back your idol and all that, but shut the fuck up, guy. You know, Faison Love. Get out of here, big worm. I heard him say some very weird shit on television that made me look at this dude like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean?
What,
like, come on. There's a line where you got to cross, like, comedians. It was some weird black self-hatred shit that he said. I can't really pinpoint exactly, but that's the mood I got from the things that was coming out of his fat face. And I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling this big worm, dude. You know what I mean? I'm not feeling
big
him.
Worm.
You know, so, yeah, I'm not. That, party people, yeah. If y'all didn't know who we talking about, that dude who played Big Worm, in the it was a Friday, right?
Friday, mm-hmm. He was selling the product out of the ice cream truck with a perm.
Indeed, yeah, exactly. And the guy's not that
You're
old.
You're messing
much.
With my emotions.
Yeah, he also did Players Club. He was John Amos' sidekick in Players Club. He was the other
cop.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He did. Yeah, so, you know, he had a couple of roles in a lot of movies. Always some, you know, really well, he is a big fat guy. And, you know, that's what he does. He plays big fat black funny ball guys in movies and shit, you know. Shout out to Faison Love. Hope your career goes with you. Don't do a Bokeem Woodbine. Anybody seen him lately?
Nah.
Exactly. Who the fuck? What the fuck? He couldn't retire, nigga. You know you got more work to put in. What happened to Bokeem Woodbine? What happened to him? You know, inquiring
minds. Let's put out the bat signal out for his ass.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's going on with Bokeem and whatnot, you know. But, you know, as far as that, I think we covered all of the major handicap hustles, you know, aside from them getting pristine parking, you dig, but no, none of them spots ever be fucking filled up. Have you ever went to a mall and seen all of the handicap parking spots
Never.
Filled up? Like, ever?
Never.
I think I went to a mall, like, and seen one or two cars there, that's it. You know, but I've never seen them. Fuck, you got all them spaces for right there. Ain't nobody
but
driving
have,
in there, putting them.
I have seen them filled up, like, in front of a supermarket, but then I don't see no handicapped people in the supermarket.
Because they ain't no real handicapped people. There's probably a dude with, like, a broken nose.
You gotta have something to get that, what do you call it? Get that sign.
Yeah, you know what you gotta have? You gotta have a somebody. I don't know how that works, but you know, if listen, let me ask you a question. If you had, let's say you had a brother, right, with some kind of disorder, and he was approved to get a handicap play card in the vehicle, but you had to take him around town and whatnot. It goes in your vehicle, so you're gonna drive that vehicle and park wherever the fuck you want all
that's
the
right.
live long day.
Yep.
And that's probably what the case may be. I'm not too sure. I mean, don't quote me on that, party people, but that just might be it. You know, I don't know what everybody's reasoning is, but, you know,
no,
just,
I got
goddamn
you.
It, there's a reason.
Most
you know,
definitely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
I got you
it might
on
be,
that
but,
one,
you know,
definitely.
In New York City, I don't know what goes on in every other state, but in New York City, them spots are empty.
For the most part, yep.
Okay. This word just got in. From one of the healthcare professionals in the field. So the doctor has to fill out your papers for you to get some handicap shit. Caller. let me ask you something. Now, this is for you. Now, if a doctor has to fill out your papers. Now, let's say you're unable to actually drive. So that means your vehicle is marked handicap. And the person driving it doesn't have to be handicapped, but it has to be carrying that person. Is that correct? Okay, that's how it goes. Okay, I got a big yes from that call. All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate that information. Definitely. Yeah, listen, they on point tonight. You dig? They on point. They not letting nothing slide tonight. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Okay, all right. But my point is this. There are some hustlers out there, you know what I'm saying? What if somebody jumps in grandma's car and drive it with the handicap stick and steal up all that good parking? It's not a really big offense. This is me player hating on this one. I'm putting salt on it anyway. I'm salty. So, you know, I'm mad because I ain't got one. Be honest with you, you give me one of them shits, I'm parking all the live long day. I'm keeping it real, y'all. I'm keeping it real. Yes, it's a catch 22. I'm parking that shit all over the place. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fight to get one. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hold on a second. I got one in. There's never any spots available in malls in Long Island. They always filled up. So I guess that's where the hustle's at. That's where the hustle's at. Okay.
Man, word up.
Okay.
Country-ass Long Island.
Ain't no headache. Yeah, they lucky, right? You know what I'm saying?
You know
that's
what?
California,
too, in Los Angeles. They always filled up in Los Angeles. At least every time I'm there.
Get out of here. Ain't that some job? It's a hustle going on. I need one of them. Let me ask you, caller, real quick. I know you're there. I know you're listening. since you're in the healthcare field, you think you can get me one of them things? I mean, just for like a couple weeks. I just want, you know, just for me and my friends. We just want to drive around, park and shit, and film stuff, you know. You know, it's for the course of study, we should say. Oh, no? Okay, all right. No problem. No problem. All right. We got a big no on that one. I can
see, but
it.
I know
problem.
I know people whose parents are elderly and handicapped, and they drive their parents around in their car, so they have it in their car. And even when they're not driving their parents around, they still have it in the car.
But
so
you know why? Because the car is registered to that,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
situation. So I guess it don't matter who drives the car, whatever the case may be. You know, you might have some splaining to do to an asshole cop. No offense to asshole cops out there; they need exposure. But some of you do exist. Okay, but it's registered to that vehicle. So if you're in there, you happen to be driving, you just happen to be driving the handicapped vehicle, you know. Okay.
Is it registered to the person or to the vehicle?
It's registered to the handicapped person whose actually name is on that registration to that vehicle. And the person?
And the person.
Oh, okay. I feel like I got like a magic eight ball. I just shake the shit and answer.
Yeah, because you know we ain't hearing nothing. So
no, you don't hear the bling. It's coming through. It's coming through. This is no job, party people. This is no job. You know. this is no job. This is a real human being. You dig? It's a real human being. But listen, I got a caller on the line. I'm trying to get you. Hold up, caller. You there?
I'm here.
Caller, hey, how you doing? How you doing? This is nice to meet you. No doubt. This is no request. That's Shay White and Mr.
What's
Riz
up?
Right there.
How you doing?
We all good.
I'm having a good time listening to you guys.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm like talking
no,
with you
thanks.
While
thanks.
I'm listening.
Now dig it.
Like when you're watching
a
movie and you're talking to the screen, I'm like listening to you guys talking to my phone kind of thing, you know.
Awesome.
Oh, I can dig it, yeah.
Are you having a good time?
Well, thank you.
I am having a good time.
That's good.
Right on.
We aim to please.
Now, is there any particular part of this discussion that you wanted to chime in?
Well, you know, I've definitely been in a position where I've looked like at Walmart or something and seen people just bragging around with, like, you know, their shirts or their, like stuck half in the air because like their big old fat chicho is right there and they're just driving around and you're like, holy shit, move over, like really, you know. I mean, I've definitely had those kind of positions, and I have a really cool looking little person that works there. And I have a funny story because I have a 14-year-old son with a form of autism, and he's fine. It's just he says things that just happen to pop in his head. He doesn't have a filter.
Right.
So he looked at her, and he was like, Mom, she didn't eat her vegetables. And he said it, like, real loud, right? And she just looks at me like I said it, right? And I was like, what? Like, and I just, like, smacked my kid in the shoulder. I was like, will you take it off? Like, oh, my God, shut up. That's rude. And the lady still to this day, and that was, like, 4 years ago, still to this day works there and gives me a funny look. And I'm looking at it like, so
let me ask you. Let me ask you, Carla. Do you call this person? Do you like category that? I mean, what do you call this person? A midget? This is a midget we talking about,
I
right?
I call him short. I just call him short. I don't know.
Short.
I'm kind
short.
Of short, so I'm
midget.
Not offended. So I figure if you call him short, they shouldn't be offended either. I mean, I'm not super short. I'm 5'3".
True indeed.
You know, I'm 5'3". That's not tall. You know, like so. I figure. If I'm not offended, they're just...
Right.
Well, what's the cutoff point between short and a midget?
Someone is shorter. I look at it as height as a measure, you know. So there's always going to be someone shorter than you. I mean, you know, it's all relative, right, from birth. But
if you're under 4'11", you're considered a midget legally.
Is that what it is, 4'11"?
Yep, under 4'11".
I think at this point my grandma's a midget then. She's She at one point was probably 5'2", but she like shrank a little bit. She's like all a little.
But you know you shrink when you get older.
I'm
like a senior citizen, you start shrinking.
Yeah,
you shrink when you get older.
You didn't know that?
Listen,
huh? You
shrink. The counter still. She's
you
like 87.
You start contracting
awesome.
when you get become a senior citizen.
It's muscle tone. You know, your muscle density. Like he was saying about that lady's crotch. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, when he was talking about that lady's crotch, look at, like, freaking wax. I was dying because I've taken care of old people. And they do. They look like they melted. Like, they stood in front of us while you're way too long. And, like, everything is, like.
So, Carla, you're saying that you
skinny
watch,
people
you
are
watch
ugly
paraplegic porn?
No, I haven't. But you know what? Like, last week somebody said something about that lady porno thing. That was kind of funny. I didn't
it was nasty,
Google
I've seen
porn
it.
Yet. I didn't Google that yet.
Yeah, it exists.
Maybe.
Yet.
I don't
I like
find
the yet.
Short men. If a man's shorter than me, damn, please, I shouldn't say this, but I'm not there. I can't go there with a guy that, like, I'm looking at his forehead. Like, no. Like,
right.
I kind of understand what you're saying. Any chick that's under 6'4", can't mess with.
What if he had every
you
other quality
chick,
that you
what?
Like in a man?
Damn, you like climbing mountains. He's like,
yeah,
I want
yeah,
the highest it. Peak.
Wait, Riz, you said you don't want a chick who's 6'4"?
Who isn't? If they 6'5", come on. I got to have them like 7 foot, man. That's it, man.
I got a 6'2".
He wants the avatar chick. You know the avatar chick? That's what he wants.
Yeah.
I want that blue bitch.
You're looking like
yeah.
a Maud.
Riz,
oh,
I got an Amazon for you. 6'2".
Maud was hot. Maud was hot.
There was Maud.
She's no Roseanne Barr. Don't get me wrong. She ain't got nothing on Roseanne Barr.
Ew.
But if you ever notice, she always hit her Adam's apple, her neck, with a scarf in Maud in the Golden Girls. You ever notice that?
I thought she got attacked. I never knew she had an Adam's apple.
She always had somebody. She always had a neck covered in Maud in the Golden Girls as well. She always had her neck covered.
So you mean to tell me that's the first
maybe
first
she
actually,
just got picky.
Maybe she wasn't finished yet. She's like Bruce Jenner.
Well, I don't know if the. All right, Carla, let me ask you. Do you work in the medical field?
Yep.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen like? You have like if I ask you this question, maybe you have some insight on it. Now, when a guy goes to get his balls cut off, right, and he goes and gets some titties, do they actually do something with his Adam's apple, or they just leave it to chance and just leave it there?
That's
or is that part of the operation?
That's a separate part of a procedure, and you have to go to, say, a...
you have to have it shaved,
actually,
right?
Ear, neck, and
throat
doctor. Yeah, an ear, nose, and throat doctor, along with a plastic surgeon. And they, like, do a little flap and kind of tunnel under it and shave it down. But who the heck would want that? I mean, seriously, ouch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like it hurts.
I mean,
like
remember back in the day?
It's hurting just
thinking of it. I can't imagine that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you, do they put out package deals? Like, you know, there's going to be some titties, we're going to cut up your balls.
You
know
what?
We're going to shave
the
hair.
DJ, is this something we should know?
Package.
My cousin wants to get one of these done.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
My cousin wants
you know,
to get one
done. You
scared
me for a minute there.
No, don't worry about the kid. The kid's good money. Don't worry about it. No requests. It's definitely all right, you know, where he's at. We don't need to move no other direction, you dig?
To make a penis, they take the forearm of the patient's skin. Is that funny? On their arm? So they
really?
Make it into
so
a penis with that, yeah.
How do they make it into a what?
They
well,
make
they
them
it with,
like
rice?
It's usually patients opt for an implant of some sort so that they can still pump it up, and it'll be hard. It'll be like a hard dick.
You mean from to a man?
It'll
from
look
a
like
woman
a
to a man.
Correct.
Is
that a bad word to say? I'm sorry.
So what's inside of it?
They still have the urethra. They lengthen it as much. You're not talking about getting a big dick. This is not going to be a big dick. Like, I'm just saying. I mean, gross. Listen.
Well, what's the point?
It's
sorry.
No, it's, you know, I mean, hey, maybe if you got a
good
doctor.
How you get a sex change and get a small penis?
Yeah, what's the point?
You need a better budget. Who does that? So that, you know, I'm going to
change my penis.
That's what I know, right? When they can just go get a strap on, I don't know. Go for it.
Do what you've been doing. You know, do what you've been doing. Just braid your hair and shit and, you know, do some push-ups.
Why?
You know, lose a
thing
or two. Come on.
Right.
It's not necessary, man. So really just, that's, to me, I mean, really.
Hacking your body, like what?
But first of all, there was an article that I read. Shay, you actually sent me this article. And it's about a guy with two fully functioning penises.
Correct.
Okay, you actually read the whole damn thing, didn't you?
He should do porn. He should do porn.
That's DP, man.
Right, definitely. Now, mind you, they're supposed to be two 9.5-inch penises.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
two
God.
That's
more than a mouthful.
2 9.5-inch
penises. More than a mouthful.
I mean.
Okay.
Oh,
you got change left over. You dig? You got change after that. Now.
Wait. How does he... Really, how do you hide that package? Like, you can't wear speedo. Like,
you can't wear tight jeans then. You can't wear these tight jeans that these motherfuckers is wearing these days.
Yeah, what do you, really? What do you not go to one side or the other? Do you think he hangs one to one side and hangs the other to the other?
Should look like he got a horseshoe in his pants.
I'm just getting an ugly visual.
That's crazy shit.
You know?
That's some crazy shit. All right, cool. All right, listen, we're not talking about no penises. You dig? We done, okay?
Yeah.
All you, yeah.
Right.
This not a sausage.
Man is over with.
You said salty.
Yeah, that wasn't salty enough. Okay, I'll give you salt. Check this out.
That was funny. I just caught that.
Yeah, I got some salt. Now, for all you women out there that want to grow a penis, you know what I'm saying?
You can never be a real boy.
I don't care if Geppetto told you so. It's not going to happen. And all you guys out there that want boobs, get your mind right. That's not how
it's
supposed to be.
And it's going
to
be like a bitchy hormonal man. Who wants that? What chick wants that?
Exactly.
Nobody. Like, what? You just messed the whole program up. No chick wants that. No man wants that.
They got to take those hormones for the rest of their life. Is that right?
Yep. For life.
That's crazy. That shows you how powerful man is. You know, you got to take some man suppressor for your life.
Really?
It's like four pills. It's like four different pills they have to take every day. Or else they start growing titties again. Like.
So you know, this is real funny to me. I just can't get it. I really don't get it. You're in the healthcare profession. Have you ever seen men coming into hospitals with injuries related to skinny pants?
Well, there was a boy who, just teenagers, right? And they were he had chafing all over it because of the pants, you know.
He changed his package?
While walking, I don't know whether he was in school or where he was. He was a teenager. I don't know where he was walking, right? But, he didn't wear any underwear. What is he thinking anyway, right? Okay, and he didn't notice it until, like, I guess he had to go pee. And then it, like, burned like hell, and then he screamed, and it sounded like a funny story. Like, if I was that kid, his friends in his class and heard that shit, it would probably be, you'd talk about it for life, like a something about Mary shit,
exactly.
You know?
But why are you not wearing no drawers, youngin'? Put on some drawers. Why are you not wearing no drawers?
Wow.
Yeah. And
his mom was there, and I swear to God, she didn't say a word. It was like she couldn't wait for us to leave the room. It was great.
Damn, that's heavy.
Because I'm a mom, so I know that look. I know that look, like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, you just looking at your kid like, what, you know, like, really embarrassing me like this? Like, really? Mm-hmm.
You're
more
shame and honor of the family.
You go to a hospital that you live around, you know, like, you might know somebody there.
Somebody, yeah, exactly.
You know,
like, look at this motherfucker here. He's sitting here with his balls all burnt up.
I'm from a smaller city. I'm from Rochester, New York. So it's smaller. So this is someone that could be my neighbor. Who knows, you know?
Wow.
And it's definitely not a bigger city like where you guys are.
Heavy,
it was cold
heavy.
Up that motherfucker.
I've seen weird foreign bodies. It was like a week before
aliens?
Easter. Nope. Foreign bodies, when someone shoves something in their body that they're not supposed to. And
it's your
gear. No way. Listen, there's
you
some
mean
freaky deaky people out there. There
okay,
are.
So,
this
so
guy
cool,
was like a week
what's
before.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Hey, DJ, no request. What about that healthcare person pushed this old dude, smashed the table, and a splinter went up in his ass.
Mm-mm.
And he died. Yeah.
Yeah, he died, man. Yo, that's some shit, man. Hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, this shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I must say, now, in the healthcare field, nurses have to deal with some unruly-ass patients.
Shit.
And,
yes, they do.
You know, they do have a breaking point for some of them.
The dude had to get booped out, though?
I don't know what happened, but what I read, she punched the guy, which was wrong. She shouldn't have punched the guy in the arm. She punched him in the arm, and he fell down and broke the table, and one of the legs
jammed
up in his
butthole. But how far did she punch him for the table to fucking smash and splinter in his ass?
Oh, no, that's a Final Destination shit. Like, that was,
exactly.
You know,
like
how does all that happen?
Which one, 102?
Yeah, that was some
all
shit.
Of it.
And,
like,
you know, it fucked them up.
Who's pushing people
up
when you're in a hospital, anyways? Like,
wow.
She was wrong, anyway. I mean, I guess there's a code of ethics that she broke every last one of them shits. She's out of pocket. I believe me. She's out of pocket.
We all know nurses can be bitches. You just be a bitch and piss the person off by saying something stupid and walk out the door, like any other nurse that most people encounter. Don't push somebody or be stupid. But, you know.
Yeah, that's some crazy
that's
shit.
That's some weird
she was
final.
Breaking
I mean,
point.
Sure, that, yeah, none of that was, none of it was supposed to happen.
You gonna push
it. You
one last time, and you see this fucking whole chair right here? It's going up in you.
Mm-mm.
That's some bullshit. She probably
like,
told that to
him. How does that even
then,
happen?
I don't know. And that's I mean, she probably just she-hulked him and tossed his ass across the room like Arnold from Different Strokes, just tossed him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You hit a table. But see, think about it. If you could be anywhere with a table leg stuck in your ass, wouldn't it be the hospital?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
so.
Save me. I'm in the hospital. Come on, get this table leg out my ass, please, and you know, fix whatever's wrong with me. Apparently,
man,
she probably just sat there and just waited for a little while he had the leg in his ass.
Well, I wasn't talking about some sad foreign bodies. I was talking about a funny foreign body, not like some sad.
Oh,
that's a sad one.
What you
one.
Found, like a
Saturday
like
morning?
No, so
okay.
I want to know what's the weirdest thing that you found inside somebody?
Okay.
A crack pipe
like
in
that?
A woman's urethra.
Because
it was a crack pipe in a woman's urethra.
Stop it.
You can't make
this. Bitch was either driving drunk or something stupid. Gets pulled over, right?
Oh, she tried to hide it from the cops.
She had a crack pipe and she went to put it in her vagina and she said she just shoved it so fast it went in her urethra.
Ow.
It broke her shit, man.
All right, first of all.
Oh,
that's bullshit.
And there was
that's
crack
up,
in there.
So
apparently
you
say
her drink became
poopy. She was all geeked out. She was all geeked out when we got her. We couldn't even medicate her right because she was all geeked out. I don't think people realize that, but when you have certain drugs like that, you know, they really
it goes
are drugs.
To,
you know?
Yeah, it goes straight
so
to
you. You can't medicate her for pain. You can't do anything.
Oh, my God. Wait, all right, my cooch hurts right now. That hurts.
Mine hurt too. Now, when I first saw her, I grabbed my chest when I first saw, like, holy shit.
Yeah, I'd have been taking pictures of that joint and sharing it with my friends and shit.
Listen, I'm waiting for like documentation in our own private things, not to share publicly or anything, but, you know, we've seen some medical cool things, you know, like huge tumors being removed and, you know, large, like those polycystic, like big old things on people's legs. So I won't say what I usually will say because it's not nice. But, right.
Wow. Listen, take this, yo, party people.
We take
we got
pictures
like 8
for
seconds
some of that.
Left.
It's all important.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 8 seconds left, y'all. We chopped it
well,
up.
Well, Miss Rochester, tell all your people up in there in the hinterlands that we down here and we doing it all the time. And make sure to listen.
That's right.
No doubt. Definitely.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks for calling, caller. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for calling.
DJ,
and say hello to Kodak for me.
To Kodak, right.
All right. Have a good night, party people.
Good
Riz and Shay, we going to link up. Peace
I'm
out,
speak with you.
All right, 100, y'all.
Peace out, y'all.